Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject once again called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and we're doing part 7 from a 9-part series. The topic today is called Practical Points Governing Prophesying in the Church. The following 12 points state very clearly many practical points for those who are desiring to prophesy. Point number 1, refrain from scolding, lecturing, or whipping people through prophecy. This also applies to extremely negative, harsh, or judgmental prophesying. Prophecy is never used to tear down somebody, but it's there to build a person up. So when the prophecy comes out of a person that's pulling people down, extremely negative and harsh, that's not from God. Prophecy is designed by God to build up a person and not pull a person down. Point 2. Avoid prophesying your pet doctrines and favorite emphasis. What I'm saying here is often people have it on their heart to prophesy something that they've been carrying in their heart for a long time, but it's not from God. It's a pet doctrine they have that they want to express to the church or to a body of people to make them go in that direction. So avoid prophesying your pet doctrines or your favorite topics or emphasis. Stay correctly online with what God wants and what the Holy Spirit is saying. Point 3. Avoid the temptation to give out personal counseling to some need of which you happen to be aware of. Sometimes you'll be aware of someone's need and you'll give out personal counseling or prophesying to them. Don't do that. Be very careful to only speak out what God gives you and make sure that it comes out in the right way and the right form. And do not add to it or do not subtract from it. Point 4. Avoid correcting the leadership through your prophecy. What we're saying here is don't use prophecy as a tool to come against leadership. This is not the correct way of doing it and not the correct position and timing. Point 5. Avoid introducing a brand new direction into a service through prophecy. If prophecy is going in one direction or the service is going in one direction, don't bring in a prophecy that completely changes the direction. Normally the Holy Spirit will flow in one direction, so avoid the temptation to change the direction of what's happening through prophecy. Point 6. Avoid preaching for extended periods while prophesying by elaborating or expanding on the message after the anointing lifts. In other words, what we're saying here is when you get a word from the Lord, give the word as the Lord wants it, but don't expand on it and don't use it to elaborate preaching that you have within your own heart. Stay strictly to what God is saying and deliver it under the anointing. Point 7. Refrain from redundant or repetitive prophecies. When the mind of God has been clearly communicated through several messages already, do not jump in and say it over, but let it remain clear, concise, and powerful. The force of prophecy is dissolved through wordness. Point 8. Stay in tune and tenor of the meeting. Do not go across current or against the current. This frustrates, obstructs the message the Lord wants spoken. If a conflict develops and two or more separate veins are flowing, then the leadership must be responsible for coming in and leading the meeting as they feel the Spirit is leading. Point 9. Refrain from yelling, screaming, whining, or other extremes in voice manner. The ideal is to speak inspirationally, but observing all the common laws of communication, that is, good grammar, pronunciation, and tone. This is simply a part of doing all things decently and in order. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Principles apply here. God leaves man in full control. Yielding to trances, etc., or some state where control is lost, is what spiritualists and other cults practice. A fruit of the Spirit is self-control. He does not take away, but he rather gives it. Point 10. Refrain from injecting self or personal problems into your prophecy, moods, pressures, or circumstances. Empty-heartedness, anger, irritation, hastiness, opinions. It is important to have any negative elements purged from your own spirit. Avoid speaking on issues where you know you will have a negative emotional involvement. Point 11. Refrain from speaking if you have an unclear or obscure message. If the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, it produces confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and verse 40. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 4 to 12. Point 12. Stick to the word. This is especially true for beginners. Do not swim out too far from the shore until you are sure your vessel is in itself well established. The Spirit himself seems to somewhat confine beginners to prophesying the written word itself with very few other comments. He thus takes a word from the word and makes it live for a given occasion. Thank you for being with me today. The next part coming will be part 8, and the topic will be called How to Judge Prophecy. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.